Pass Zion. Okay, so last time, we started speaking about the bracha over scent, or smell. And we discussed a little also on Shabbos. So on base, we're going to take this a little further. So we make a bracha over a smell, over a scent. So the Mechaber says, if the thing that you're smelling that gives a pleasant smell is something that's a tree. What is a tree? We'll discuss later. What's defined as a tree? We'll see. There's a huge bir halacha and gimel, but hold off on that. But let's say it's a tree. Let's say for sure it's a tree, whatever you define a tree as. So the thing that's emanating the pleasant odor is a tree. Omin eitz, or type of tree. So then the bracha is mevarach, Borei atzei besonen. That's the bracha. Borei atzei besonen. Second possibility is, ivimu esev, if it's not a tree, again, we'll have to see what is a tree. But then, if we know what a tree is, so then, if it's something that's a vegetation, let's put it that way. Okay? So then, mevarach, borei asvei besonen. Like esev. So, you make that bracha. Vimhu lo min eitz velo min esev. Let's say it's neither or neither, depending where you come from. Kamoa musk, like musk, which we'll discuss in a second. Mevarech, then you make the bracha borei v'nei v'samen. So you make that bracha. So we're up to three so far. But that's not enough. Vimhu pri haroi lachila. Now the fourth possibility is if it's a the smell is coming from something that's a fruit, a fruit. And the fruit is not just regular fruit, but it's a fruit that could be, that's edible. We'll see what that means too. Mevarech, so then the bracha is, hanosen reach tov befeiros. So we thank Hashem for giving a pleasant smell to in fruit. Now before we go further, the Mishnah Berurah points out, and we see this by other brachas too. He brings from the Eli Rabbah and others, that the Mechaber said the bracha is hanosein reach tov beferos. Hashem gives, present tense. Hashem gives, nosein gives. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Eli Rabbah that says you should say it in past tense. Asher nosan. So you know we have this in other brachas too, when the Vonagon, brachas. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down that you should say it in past tense. What's interesting is that there's a sefer that a friend of mine, Zamchan Chandrali, Rabbi Engel, told me to get called Zos HaBracha. And he brings down that Rav Scheinberg, Zayn, says, like the Mechaber. And in other words, you shouldn't say in past tense, but you should say, Hanosen Reach Tov Beferos. Hanosen, Hashem gives a pleasant smell in fruit, not in past tense, Asher Nasan, that you gave a pleasant smell. Now, I suspected something, so I checked in the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan does not bring down, like the Mishnah Berurah from the Eli Rabbah in past tense. The Aruch HaShulchan says the bracha is like the Mechaber says, Hanosen Reach Tov Beferos. Now, anybody knows Rav Scheinberg, Rav Scheinberg oftentimes goes like the Aruch HaShulchan. So in other words, so it makes sense that this quote is accurate. Because that would make sense, because that's the way the Aruch HaShulchan goes. Okay, so what do we got so far? We got a bunch of, from a tree, atzei b'samim. From a vegetation, asvei b'samim. If it's neither, so then we make the, we'll see later, the generic bracha, which is brei b'nei b'samim. We'll talk about Havdalah later. Okay, talk about Havdalah later. And on our fruit, it's hanosen or asher nasan reach tov b'feros. Now I want to go back to the musk. So the Mechaber said that if it's something that's neither vegetation or a tree, so then you make the bracha brei minei b'samim. It's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah, long Mishnah Berurah in Zion. The Mishnah Berurah discusses what's musk. I didn't have a chance to look it up. Anybody know what musk is? So he brings down different opinions. What musk, a few years ago, was a popular scent. Not anymore. One of those things that comes and goes. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. But specifically, more than that, is it, Dr. Cohen, is it from like the sweat of an animal. I thought it's buffalo. Yeah. So that's what he, that's one opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. It's from the zeya of an animal, of a chaya. Some say that it's from the blood of a chaya, of a wild animal. And they get the blood, then they dry it, and then it, and they process it in some way, and then they make it into this musk. So now, what's interesting is the Mishnah Berurah discusses, so now, according to that, if it's not the secretion, it's not from the sweat, or whatever you want to call it, of the animal, but it's from the blood, so then the question is, what happens, you know, people do this even today, they add, it's not just spice to food, but they add smell to a food. So let's say you want to add musk to your food. So again, so then the question would be, if it's the blood, even if it's a kosher animal, it's the blood. So then it would make a treif. So the Mishnah Berurah, it's very interesting, Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down harbei poskim, many poskim that say that even though it's the blood, it would be okay. You could put it into food. Why? Because we go by what it is now. And right now it's not blood. It's been processed, it's been changed, and therefore it's afra ba'alma. It's like like dirt. It's like whatever you want to call it, and it happens to have a pleasant smell. It's something that gets smelled. And interesting enough, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Elia Rabbah and the Prima Gadin and others that say you could go according to this opinion to be lenient, to add it to food.
Why is it?
So that I won't get into, okay? No, but I knew somebody was going to bring that up, but which is not for now. But again, so this is a very interesting idea, okay? So we see it here by smell, okay? Great. L'chanai v'ay kashem v'ay tzokash 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 v'ay